she's back too, because not to be outdone by Frederica Wilson, Maxine Waters is back at 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities say it could be days before everyone's allowed back into their apartments at a Bethesda high-rise where a fire Saturday displaced as many as 1,500 people. Most of that building on Pook's Hill Road is still without electricity and water after that Saturday morning fire in an electrical room. In the meantime, the Red Cross has set up a shelter for those who have nowhere else to go. Two people were killed and a third seriously wounded in a shooting last night at a park in Alexandria. Police are looking for suspects and a motive, but they say there is no danger to the public. The shootings happened around 8:45 last night in All Veterans Park. Prince George's County police are trying to identify whoever posted threats on social media over the weekend, apparently targeting students at a high school in Greenbelt. Now, although the threats didn't mention the school by name, the messages were sent to students at Eleanor Roosevelt High School, where security today will be stepped up. Finding space to put new schools is getting harder in Montgomery County. But lawmakers now want to show they're working on it.
All the new development in Montgomery County has meant less space for schools, but just as much need.
It isn't simply just building. It is where can we find the land?
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says the council's putting in a new mandate, and planners look at every open plot of land in and around Bethesda as a potential school site before allowing any other kind of development.
We don't have a lot of large parcels in the down county that are undeveloped.
He also wants the school system to look at other districts for ideas in the future.
There are some that have converted office buildings into schools.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Everyone wants reliable wireless phone service, but some people object to all the cell phone towers and antennas that requires.
It's been in talks for months, and tonight the public will get a chance to hear more about a proposal to change the zoning code in Montgomery County when it comes to small cell phone antennas on streetlights and lower height buildings. The county's Mitsuko Herrera tells WMAL the goal is to make sure any new antennas are in compliance with neighborhoods.
Under federal law, we cannot prohibit the provision of telecommunication services, and what we are looking to do is to find a solution that protects our neighborhoods.
The meeting will be at the council office building starting at 7. You can also watch it on the county's cable channel. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Senate is pushing ahead on a $36 billion hurricane relief package that would give Puerto Rico a much-needed infusion of cash. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump needs to appoint a chief in charge of Puerto Rico recovery.
The lights of Puerto Rico are still out. People, Puerto Rican citizens, American citizens in Puerto Rico are unsure where their next glass of clean water will come from. And millions of people are living as if Maria was yesterday, not 40-something days ago.
And that Senate bill also rejects requests from the powerful Texas and Florida congressional delegations for additional money to rebuild after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. It'll be months before civilians can begin to go back to Raqqa, Syria. That's how devastating the destruction is in the city just liberated from ISIS.
The civilian population now by and large languishing in overcrowded refugee camps, and among them, very little celebration at the liberation of their city because of the price they had to pay for it. Everybody who we spoke to knows someone who has died, whether it's a relative, a loved one, or a friend.
Correspondent Arwa Damon. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,329, the Nasdaq at 66,29. Sports, the Redskins aim to improve to 4-2 tonight in Philadelphia. Elsewhere, the Cowboys win, the Giants lose, the Ravens lose, the late game goes to New England. NBA, the Wizards take on the Nuggets tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays, noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover, that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. A problem. Northbound 270, right at 109. There is an accident. Police and EMS on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. Now headed the other way, southbound on 270, it is slow, very slow, from 70 to 121. 95 northbound between Route 1 Aquia and Quantico, an 8-minute trip. You're tapping the brakes here. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, almost a 20-minute commute. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue is slow. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, a 23-minute trip, and that's about 9 minutes more than it should normally take you. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds on the move. Eventually some rain here, especially during the nighttime hours tonight. Will become cloudy by this afternoon. A southeast breeze. 75. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Springfield, 56 in Bethesda, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Spot Hero. A letter written aboard the Titanic sells for a record amount at auction. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Monday morning to you. Are you ready for this lineup coming up in the show? In 1 hour, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva. We'll discuss Mueller's involvement in the Russia uranium scandal with him, and also apparently, the investigation, the committee that's investigating everyone, has turned their sights to Tony Podesta, John's brother. Getting a little closer, circling the drain. 7:45, voice of the Redskins, Larry Michaels. They get another shot at the Reds, at the Eagles tonight. And at 8:35, Ronna Romney McDaniels from the RNC. She is going to discuss the Virginia gubernatorial election and tax reform and a whole lot more. Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Good morning. All of these stories about Bob Mueller, Robert Mueller. I'll be interested to talk to Joe DeGeneva, especially about this at 7:05, as you said, because there are a bunch of things here. I want to mention something we heard from the New York Post's editorial board over the weekend, which is that they're saying here that Mueller may have to recuse himself. And here's why. Until September 2013, the FBI director was Robert Mueller. And who's now the special counsel probing the Russian meddling into the 2016 election. It's hard to see how he can be trusted in that job unless he explains what he knew about the Obama-era cover-up of all of this interference that the Russians were conducting in the uranium market in the United States, and ultimately leading to the approval of that Uranium One deal and the handover of about 20% control of about 20% of America's uranium reserves. So you've got this situation where basically the FBI was conducting an investigation into this, into meddling by the Russians, into kickbacks and bribery schemes and all sorts of things. We know that Victoria Tensing, who's Joe DeGeneva's wife, she's representing an anonymous client, a businessman who served as an FBI informant about all of this, and who would like to become public, and they're looking to get rid of the non-disclosure agreement that he was forced to sign by the FBI. So there's a lot going on here. And Bob Mueller was, you know, the head of the FBI at that time. Remember last week we had Victoria on the air. We asked her, should Bob, based on the documents you've seen that your client has, should Robert Mueller recuse himself from this investigation, the one into Russia? She said in one word, yes. Yes. Stunning. And I, obviously she's out to represent her client, but she claims that whatever she's seen in these documents makes it clear to her that Mueller should recuse himself in this investigation. So that's what the New York Post seems to be calling for. They say, this is Roger Simon writing at PJ Media, I believe. Virtually whatever Mueller has to say about his involvement or non-involvement in this metastasizing scandal, he must recuse himself immediately for the most obvious reasons of propriety and appearance. Frankly, it's outrageous that he, Rod Rosenstein, or anyone who even touched the Uranium One investigation now be involved with the current probe, unless the real name of the FBI is actually the NKVD. This is not how a democracy is supposed to work, even remotely. Forget transparency. This was deliberate occlusion. So there are tons of questions about Bob Mueller's role in that uranium deal and whether or not, you know, Russia and its nefarious deeds extend back to that time.
Look at how quickly Jeff Sessions recused himself, right? He said, I'm not going to get involved, not going to do the Russian thing. So this is how we wound up where we are now. I guarantee you it's going to be a fight to get Mueller to recuse himself. He's not going. He is not. And you got to wonder why. Gee, why won't he go? I understand that he's enjoying the investigation thing because it's apparently going to be a career for him. He's going to investigate. My grandchildren will still be wondering what's going on with the Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
So he's going to do this forever. But why wouldn't you recuse yourself? Because this seems this has the veil of impropriety. This is now going to color anything that comes out of the investigation, I would think, right?
Well,
anything that comes out of the Mueller investigation is going to be colored by the fact that he was part of this Uranium One thing.
The trick here, if all of the reporting so far has been accurate on this uranium deal, is that the FBI knew about interference by the Russian government in our uranium markets, yet the Justice Department, responsible for all of the FBI, of course, goes on and approves it anyway. Eric Holder approves this sale of 20% of control of 20% of the country's uranium to the Russians. So what happened there? I think Chuck Grassley's pursuing this. I think we need some clear answers about what happened there. On the flip side, listen to this. All this stuff about collusion between Trump and Russia and whether or not that changed the outcome of the election. Jimmy Carter, who, again, I think, mark your calendars. This is the date at which Democrats begin accusing him of senility. Said the following over the weekend, quote, I don't think there's any evidence that what the Russians did changed enough votes or any votes, he told the New York Times in that interview published on Saturday. So Carter coming out and saying, no votes were changed by this.
We already know that. Didn't President Obama come out and say that they didn't actually interfere with the election, that no votes were changed? Before the inauguration, we knew that. Before the inauguration, President Obama came out and said that there is no evidence that any physical votes were changed. Like, so they didn't hack the machines and change votes. Now, if they bought ads or published fake news that you consumed and believed, well, then you know what? That's on you. Shame on you for not doing your research and for believing, you know, something. I see people post stuff all the time that they think is real. And there's been a couple of things where I've asked you, Vince, I'm like, is this real? and we'll look at it. But if you're not
like a normal person, you kind of assess the validity of something.
Right. You look at it. I look at the IP. I look at the, you know, the address, and I'm like, I don't know. Because some of them are really, really good. But then I go online and I look and I Google or Bing. I prefer to Bing the headline or the information
just
to
like
see
Trump.
If it shows
Bing, Bing,
up.
Bing.
See if it shows up anywhere else. If you choose not to do that and that changed your vote, well, then this is why stupid people shouldn't be allowed to vote. But I'm campaigning for that. It's not going to go anywhere. But I just think that to blame the Russians, which is what we're trying to do here, to explain why Hillary lost, it's just starting to get old at this point. It's just not going anywhere. Stop. Let's turn the investigation now onto the people leading it to find out what they know about the Russian scandal.
Well, speaking of the investigation going on and who's getting drawn into it, you already mentioned the Podestas. Democratic lobbyist Tony Podesta, now the subject of Mueller's investigation. One of the subjects. This is news this morning. NBC News broke this as we were coming to air this morning.
423.
Yeah, so he's saying the following. Tony Podesta and the Podesta Group are now the subjects of a federal investigation being led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Three sources with knowledge of the matter told NBC News. The probe of Podesta and his Democratic-leaning lobbying firm grew out of Mueller's inquiry into the finances of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, according to these sources. So they're looking into it. What they have here is Manafort, I guess, he'd been a part of a PR campaign for a nonprofit called the European Center for a Modern Ukraine. And Podesta's company, according to NBC, one of the many firms that worked on the campaign, which promoted Ukraine's image in the West. So here's an interesting kind of connection. Paul Manafort, the campaign chairman of the Trump campaign, tied in with Tony Podesta of the Podesta Group. Again, the Podesta's big supporters of the Clintons. And now they're all at the center of an investigation into what's going on in Ukraine. By the way, Trump White House people have long thought that Manafort may very well be the fall guy here in terms of anyone who gets punished by the Mueller investigation.
But notice that NBC's reporting this. Is it getting so big that the mainstream media is going to actually have to acknowledge that this is happening?
Began as a fact-finding mission, they say, is now morphed into a criminal inquiry.
Interesting. It is 6:15. It's now time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Vince. Inner loop of the Beltway. Just before Connecticut Avenue, there is an accident. Police are on the scene. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, very slow. 25 minutes your travel time. Twice the normal travel time, as a matter of fact. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. Bumper to bumper. 270 southbound from 70 to 121, a 30-minute trip. As for 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, very slow. Almost a half an hour of your travel time. And eastbound 66 from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, it's a 13-minute commute. Mass Transit moving pretty well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we're going to start out with partly cloudy skies this morning. They're going to become more overcast during the afternoon with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high near 75. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms, low near 65, chance of rain 100%. And then tomorrow, chance of a morning shower. Then we'll see some sun, some passing clouds with a high of 73. Currently in our nation's capital, 60 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
J&K Air Conditioning LLC can keep you feeling good inside your home with indoor comfort that's inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate on a new Linux system or a fall furnace check for only $85. Call J&K Air Conditioning LLC at 301-990-0780 today.
Bo Bergdahl is in the news because Bo Bergdahl's whining. He told a British TV journalist, Sean Langan, in an interview with the Sunday Times of London. And in this interview, he said, at least the Taliban were honest enough to say, I'm the guy who's going to cut your throat. Now, Bo Bergdahl right now is on desk duty in Texas. So he's administrative duties is what they call it while he awaits his trial. So he goes to work, sits at a desk, pushes some papers and comes home. That is worse, he says, than what the Taliban did to them. He said, it could be the guy I pass in the corridor who's going to sign the paperwork that sends me away for life. We may as well go back to kangaroo courts and lynch mobs.
What?
Now, Raymond, let's take you back, Mr. Bergdahl. He was a prisoner of the Taliban for 5 years. During that time, he claims that he made somewhere between 12 and 15 escape attempts. But it was way better than what he has here. He has described in the past the torture, months chained to a bed, years either locked in a cage or chained on all fours. And apparently he may have some nerve damage because of that, which would make sense that you would have some nerve damage before because of that. But that, according to Bo Bergdahl, is better than being chained to a desk for 8 hours a day.
We actually have some audio. This is Bergdahl being interviewed on the Sunday Times.
May as well go back to kangaroo courts and lynch mobs that got what they wanted. The people who are to the point of saying, yeah, just shoot them, you can never convince those people to change their minds. And
it hurts, though.
It does hurt.
No, I love the music. The very Hallmark Channel type music behind it, you know, because it's so sad, you know, what's going on. It hurts.
Yeah,
that people
save
would
Bo
say
Bergdahl.
That about me. People were injured, and they, people put their lives at risk to go look for you because you decide to go for a you know, go wander in the woods and get caught by the Taliban. So he pleaded guilty last week to misbehavior before the enemy and desertion. His sentencing hearings begin today. He is looking at life in prison for desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Those are huge charges. And he chose that. He chose to basically throw himself on the mercy of the court instead of going for a trial. He just pleaded guilty, hoping that the judge will be lenient with him. And I guess the expectation is he'll take, you know, the 5 years in captivity off of whatever sentence he gets. Don't you think they'll do that? I think that's the expectation from his lawyers, is they'll at least take that off.
I kind of thought, I asked Joe DiGenova about this a couple weeks ago. I thought, you know, like, man, how could, I mean, there's got to be people who have life sentences right now who are so horrific that they deserve 5 years with the Taliban. Like, just send them to, like, let's just sentence them to the Taliban. Let's just drop them off in Taliban-controlled territory and they could take them. Bo Bergdahl apparently saying, you know what? Taliban, not as bad as the U.S., What? Forget whatever sympathy I may have had about that. That you spent 5 years with the Taliban. That's gone. Thank you, Bo Bergdahl, for satisfying that for me.
Can we send him back?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
like
if he thinks it's so much better at the Taliban than the way he's being treated here in the States, I don't know. I think maybe on this show, Vince, by the end of the show, we could probably raise enough money to buy him an airline ticket one way. Right? And we'll just throw him out with a parachute. We don't even have to land. We'll just push him right out.
They say he was tortured, that he was suspended in a cage. They had him in a cage, I guess, which was off the ground, and standing on the bars of the cage itself resulted in, like, nerve damage or something to his feet. And that he was tortured and kept, you know, caged up all the time. And so, I don't know. How is that preferable than now you have to work a desk job? I mean, is that... Is that upsetting that you have to file reports or something?
Yeah, and this is the guy that was much hailed by President Obama and Susan Rice, remember? Because President Obama says, we never leave a man behind. We still get an American soldier back if he's held in captivity, period, full stop. We don't condition that. And in exchange for getting Bergdahl back, he traded 5 high-ranking Taliban officials from Guantanamo Bay to get this guy back, who now just pleaded guilty to desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. Tell me again how he's so fantastic and was worth 5 Taliban high commanders.
Remember, Obama honored his parents when
in the Rose Garden.
In the Rose Garden, he had his parents together, saying that Bo Bergdahl was never forgotten, and Bob and Jane and I think it's Janie Bergdahl were there and alongside him as he made this announcement and. That he was honored from the White House, and there were a lot of, I remember, I think you had a lot of Democratic senators, lawmakers coming out and honoring Bo Bergdahl as well.
Yeah, let's take you back. Here's Susan Rice. This is what she had to say about him at the time.
The point is that he's back. He's going to be safely reunited with his family. He served the United States with honor and distinction.
He served the United States with honor and distinction. Yeah. It all starts. His sentencing starts today. Good luck, Bo. 6:23 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Court to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as lieutenant governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Art.
And good morning, Mary. And right now in the district, 17th Street and D Street, we do have some malfunctioning traffic lights, at least one, so you may want to treat that as a four-way stop. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's an 11-minute trip. It should only take you about five. The Beltway's inner loop at the Old Georgetown Road, there's an accident. Police do have it on the shoulder, but be careful nonetheless. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, 28 minutes your travel time. 270 local lane southbound. Approaching Shady Grove Road, there's an accident blocking one lane. Route 5 northbound between Surratt, Shortcut Road and Surratt Road, about a 10-minute trip. And eastbound 66 from Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway, a 13-minute travel time. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And they call puppy love.
Partly cloudy skies this morning. Overcast during the afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower. High 75. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms. Chance of rain 100%. And then tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then sun, clouds. High of 73. Currently in our nation's capital, 60 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
Play that music, baby.
And they called it puppy love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess they'll never know.
Well, we know something, because they say now, researchers, they say, that puppy dog eyes may not meant to at all be manipulative. That you see, you know, you look at your dog and they get those big old puppy dog eyes looking up at you.
They raise their eyebrows just like a human does.
Turns
out a little kid does.
Researchers in Portsmouth in the United Kingdom, at the University of Portsmouth, have looked into this and they've discovered that... let's see. Closely monitored dogs' facial expressions and found that dogs were much more expressive when a person was paying attention to them as opposed to when they were turned away. The presence of food didn't make a difference in the dog's reactions. Quote, this suggests that the methods dogs use to communicate with us may be more nuanced than we previously thought.
And the dogs who give you puppy dog eyes, more likely to get adopted than those who don't.
What a shock.
Very smart, those dogs. 628 on WMAL.
So have you ever heard of a business that considers you a client for life, even after you no longer need to pay for their services? Well, with EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's exactly what you can expect. Larry O'Connor here, and once you hit your ideal body comp numbers, your empowered weight, you can go back for free forever. One of the hardest parts of weight loss is keeping the weight off for life. There are tons of companies to help you lose weight, but they don't give you the tools to stay on track once you complete their plan. With EMP 180 Weight Loss, you can continue to get your body comp measured, to ask questions, and to feel supported because they'll never abandon you. Now that I've lost the weight, I now look to the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss to get nutritional advice when I'm training for a race. I can pick up the phone or pop in. Their advice and support has been invaluable. They are the standard of weight loss in the D.C. area. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right. We're going to find out what's in those JFK files. President Trump has decided, yeah, I'm going to let him be released. We're going to talk about it. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Alexandria police are looking for suspects and a motive in the shootings of three people in a park last night. Two of those people died. The third was seriously wounded. A weekend fire in a Bethesda high-rise means hundreds of people may not be able to go home for days. Most of the building on Pooks Hill Road still has no electricity or water after that Saturday morning fire in an electrical room at the complex. A major overhaul of the U.S. tax system could be in place before the start of the new year, according to President Trump, who says he believes he has the votes.
President Trump says his tax plan won't suffer setbacks like his plan for health care. In an interview with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo, the president said he believes there are enough votes to get the tax reform plan passed.
I want to get it by the end of the year, but I'd be very disappointed if it took that long.
Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says his party would be willing to work with Mr. Trump if the tax plan helps working families and the middle class. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
There were a few more protests yesterday during NFL games, and there could be a different kind of protest tonight at the Redskins game.
Several San Francisco 49ers knelt while Dallas defensive lineman David Irving raised his fist. Three Miami Dolphins players stayed in the locker room while seven Seattle Seahawks remained on the bench during the anthem. And there's a different protest tonight when the Washington Redskins play the Philadelphia Eagles. It's over the Redskins' name, not the anthem, where a rally called We Are a People, Not Your Mascot is expected.
Correspondent Pat Piper. Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins' grandmother has died. On his Instagram account, Cousins wrote that, quote, she left a spiritual heritage for her children's children. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 23,329. The Nasdaq at 66,29. Sports sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. The Redskins meet the Eagles on the road tonight. Sunday action, the Giants lose, the Cowboys win, the Ravens lose. A late game goes to the Patriots. NBA, the Wizards are in Denver tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When Marlon Shirley was five, he lost his foot. Today, as the world's fastest amputee, he runs the 100 meters in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcome it, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.26% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.26%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
In 10 years in office, Ralph Northam has never voted for a tax cut. And during Northam's time as lieutenant governor, Virginia fell into the bottom 10 states for economic growth. Virginia deserves better. That's why the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, Virginia's largest small business organization, is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Northern Virginia's job creators know Gillespie will put our economy back on top. Ed Gillespie, endorsed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB.
Virginia's top personal income tax rate kicks in at $17,000 a year. Ralph Northam thinks that makes you rich. Maybe that's why he's never voted for a tax cut. My plan cuts taxes for all Virginians, increasing take-home pay for the average family by nearly $1,300 and creating 53,000 good-paying jobs. With a stronger economy, we can invest more in our schools and increase teacher pay.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Chris Plant here to talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. With the latest technologies, connectivity, and a roomy interior, it really is the complete package designed for your everyday driving needs. And now the Chevy Bolt EV is the winner of the Green Car Journal's Green Car of the Year Award for 2017. Check out the Chevy Bolt EV today. It's not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. 17th Street and D Street. Watch out for that problematic traffic light. Use it as a four-way stop, if you will. This traffic report sponsored by TIC. As far as the inner loop of the Beltway is concerned, at Old Georgetown Road, there's an accident, albeit on the shoulder. The outer loop, the ramp to eastbound Dulles Toll Road, there's a crash. One lane is blocked. Police are there. Another accident, this one, 270's local lane southbound, just as you come up on Shady Grove Road. One lane is blocked. It involves an accident involving a deer. Centerville Road northbound near Braddock Road, there's a crash with police on the scene. Wakefield Chapel Road northbound at Center Drive, a crash, and it is on the shoulder as well. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. Hey, you want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Well, if so, choose TIC. Visit TIKD.com. Do it today. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet weather on the move. Showers, thunderstorms in here as we head on through mainly the nighttime hours tonight. Thickening clouds, but a dry morning. Mostly cloudy this afternoon. Slight chance of a shower, 75. Quite breezy tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely, 65. Chance of a morning shower, then sun and clouds tomorrow, 73. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Gainesville, 58 in Silver Spring, 60 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning. 6:37 here on WMAL. Coming up at 7:05, we got Joe DeGeneva joining us. What a busy day in legal news. That'd be perfect to talk to him. 7:45 this morning, the voice of the Washington Redskins, Larry Michael, joins us as the Redskins head off to Philadelphia for that Monday night football game, that NFC East matchup. Big one tonight. 8:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais, alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. All right, very mysterious music, because we want to know what you think is in the JFK files, the JFK assassination files that are due to be released October 26th.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, President Trump said, yeah, he's not going to block it. So they should be released October 26th. What do you personally think we're going to find out in there? You think there's anything good in there? There are a lot of conspiracy theories. Will any of them be put to rest? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. There's one caveat with the release. Now, back in 1992, Congress mandated that all assassination documents be released within 25 years. So they held on to the 25th year. President Trump does have the power to block them if he chooses it on the grounds that making them public would harm intelligence or military operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. However, a White House official said that the president believes that these documents should be made available in the interest of full transparency unless, here's the caveat, agencies provide a compelling and clear national security or law enforcement justification otherwise. So, again, President Trump saying, I want to release these babies, but listen, somebody else, if they have, if they can give me a compelling reason why they shouldn't be released, can do so. Which I think if that happens, it's just going to fuel conspiracy theories even more. They should just put the papers out, put it out there, because by now, pretty much everyone involved, except I think George H.W. Bush was on the Warren Commission. He's still alive. But I don't know how many other members of the Warren Commission or any of those people involved are still alive. So letting those papers out now, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Roger Stone says, obviously on again, off again, advisor to President Trump, outside advisor, I should note. Not only has he written a book about how LBJ was involved in the death of John F. Kennedy, but he also says that he was asked about this by Axios, if whether or not the documents will cause chaos, in his view. And he's advised the president, by the way, to release them. He said about whether or not they'd cause chaos, no. Everyone involved is dead. The American people like transparency. And I agree with that. And, you've got a situation here where they've the stuff that hasn't been released makes up about 3,100 documents, as well as about 30,000 other documents that have only been partially released in the past. And many of these are known to involve, according to Politico, a mysterious chapter in the history of the assassination, which is this six-day trip that Lee Harvey Oswald paid to Mexico City just several weeks before JFK's murder. Oswald met with Cuban and Soviet spies during that trip and came under intensive surveillance by the CIA's Mexico City station. So the previously released FBI documents suggest that Oswald spoke openly in Mexico about his intention to kill Kennedy. So maybe we'll find out a little bit more about the intelligence gathering, what they knew about Lee Harvey Oswald. Maybe we'll have a more complete picture. Politico predicting that this latest document dump on Thursday could be, quote, a fiasco.
I love a good fiasco, especially when I'm not involved in it. I want to know why Jack Ruby did it. And I correct myself. It was Gerald Ford who was on the Warren Commission, not George H.W. Bush. It was Gerald Ford.
There you go.
I knew it was one of us, so it was Gerald Ford. 888-630-9625. What do you think we're going to find out in these files from the JFK assassination? Jacob in Harper's Ferry. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Jacob.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, so, do we have our tinfoil hats on?
Of course. Polished, baby, polished.
Okay, good. And this is just between me and you guys, right?
Okay, yes of course.
No. Okay. It was aliens.
Aliens?
No, not aliens from a different country. We're talking the outer space one.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to make that clear.
Were they the grays? Was it the grays?
No, they're sort of a bluish-green.
Okay, so it wasn't the grays, because the grays are the ones that do experiments on you.
Right, yeah, no. Well, they didn't do an experiment. They actually killed them.
Now, why?
Right, yes. Well, JFK wanted to go to the moon, and they thought it would stop, because they, as in the Transformers movie, which is very true, there's a base on the dark side of the moon.
I love the fact that you've put actual thought in that. I don't know if it's hilarious or scary that you've put actual thought into
this. Are you the archivist? Are you the guy at the archives? Do you like have all the documents?
Quiet, dude. My real name's not Jacob, so
it's
I'm
okay.
Not Harper's Ferry, yeah.
Right.
Oh my.
Well, Jacob, thank you for starting the show off with a laugh. This hour,
I don't know,
appreciate
Mary.
That.
He sounded pretty serious.
Have a great. Here's the thing. I'm willing to bet that if there's anything like that people want to latch onto in these papers, they're not going to be in the papers.
Well,
anything good is not going to be in these papers.
You're just ready for a letdown. I'm ready for the Rafael Cruz expose. Ted Cruz's dad, a centerpiece of this.
That's
I think
right,
this is why
forgot.
Trump wants the documents
yes.
released. We'll keep an eye on this JFK thing.
All right, 888-630-9625, 643 at WMAL.
You've heard the saying that the only two sure things in life are death and taxes. Well, I'm going to add a third thing to that list. Autumn leaves will clog your gutters. Unclogging those gutters is really messy and really dangerous. Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the Leaf Guard Gutter System. It's the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. Best of all, Leaf Guard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, Leaf Guard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. Right now, get 80% off labor and a $100 Visa gift card with your whole home gutter system purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit BeldonDC.com. That's BeldonDC.com.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose from seminars in Fairfax, Reston, and Leesburg the week of October 30, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Sorry about that, Art.
No problem. She deserves a day off. She'll be back tomorrow. 17th Street and D Street, watch out for that problematic traffic light. Use it as a four-way stop. Route 50 westbound, Mary, between the Capitol Beltway and New York Avenue. It is a 10-minute trip, and that is about twice the normal travel time. The BW Parkway headed south from Savage Road, Route 32 to the Beltway. It's 21 minutes. Very slow indeed. The outer loop, the ramp to eastbound Dulles Toll Road. They do have a crash over to the shoulder. Police and the fire department still very much on the scene. An accident on the inner loop of the Beltway, Old Georgetown Road. It's on the shoulder. 270 local lane southbound approaching Shady Grove Road. An accident moved also to the side. And 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway. It is a 31-minute travel time. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the move, above average temperatures continuing, becoming cloudy as we go through today with sunshine being streamed through the high clouds this morning. Slight chance of a shower with a cloudy sky this afternoon. 75, a gusty breeze tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely 65. Tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then sun and clouds 73. I'm Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 646 on WMAL. If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of October, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com. Trump says he doesn't plan to block the scheduled release of thousands of never-before-publicly-seen government documents relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. We've been waiting since 1992 for this. However, he did say, a spokesperson said that, you know, listen, if an agency comes to us and said there's a reason, a compelling reason why these documents should not be released to the public, well, then we'll keep them from being released to the public. What do you think is in there? 888-630-9625.
It's hard to envision that something in 1963 is a national security concern that hasn't already been released by Ed Snowden.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like, what in 1963 among our intelligence gathering techniques would still be important for us to protect today?
I just think that if there really truly is any kind of conspiracy or any of these conspiracy theories that we've all heard since the day we were born is in there, if it exists, they're not in those papers. I just don't think they're going to be in those papers. I want to know why Jack Ruby shot Oswald, and Tom in D.C. may have a theory for me. Tom, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Good morning. Rather than wasting your time like that very happy fellow that suggested it was aliens from another planet.
And that was funny.
Bliss, so he's a real happy family, a really happy, funny guy. He ought to do some reading. I've been reading about this stuff for 50 years, and I'll tell you, Lee Harvey Oswald, check his Marine Corps record. Check that he was stationed at Suki, Japan, that he was a radar operator, and that he divulged the then top secret up to the U-2, and Francis Gary Powers said that he blamed Oswald for ratting them out and the Soviets designed a higher climbing missile. You look at Jack Ruby, his connections to the mob are very clear if anybody has half a brain. So then you wonder who did it and who wants to not have these records come out. The FBI, if they're involved in redacting these records, you'll never get a fair deal. And the same thing with the CIA because, you know, Ruby's connected to the mob. The mob helped Jack Kennedy get elected in Illinois, and that was the end of that election. And there was very close ties between Lee Harvey Oswald and the CIA. If you don't believe me, just start reading.
So, Tom, as a guy who's followed it for many years, what do you think will be in this last 1% of documents?
I think it's been so heavily redacted by the FBI. It's just like this thing down in, this latest shooting where 50-something people were killed in Vegas. The FBI has a mission of preventing domestic terrorism, people that do bad deeds in America. CIA is supposed to protect us overseas. If it was an outside agency, CIA doesn't want the truth coming out. If it was an inside deal, a domestic terrorist who did it, the FBI doesn't want it coming out. So,
Tom, expecting it to be a big old letdown.
Well, listen, I think he's right. I think anything of importance was spirited out of those reports a long time ago.
We'll find out Thursday.
6:50 on WMAL.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. We go to Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. And happy Monday, Jess.
Happy Monday, Mary. Good morning. The S&P had its first perfect week last week since 1998. Five record high closes in a row. Futures are pointing to an extension of that when the market opens this morning. Markets are higher in Europe. They are mixed in Asia. Crude oil just ticked higher. It's above $52 a barrel right now. Target's unveiling an electronic gift box for the holidays. You send it and the receiver can see it online and then make changes or choose entirely different gifts before anything is shipped. The FBI says it's not been able to break into more than half of the smartphones it tried to access in the past year. Even with search warrants, FBI Director Christopher Wray says tech companies refuse to help. There needs to be a better balance between encryption and public safety. Number one at the box office over the weekend, Tyler Perry's comedy sequel Boo 2, A Madea Halloween. Halloween, of course, is a week from tomorrow. Geostorm was number two. Happy Death Day was number three. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Mary. And we're keeping an eye on 295 southbound at Malcolm X Avenue. There is a disabled vehicle blocking a lane. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It is bumper to bumper. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between the Beltway and Route 50, a 10-minute trip. The outer loop, the ramp to the Dulles Toll Road, an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder, but police and the fire department on the scene. The inner loop at Old Georgetown Road, a crash on the shoulder. 270 local lane southbound. As you come up on Shady Grove Road, there's a crash moved to the shoulder as well. At 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, 23 minutes your travel time. Mass Transit on or close to schedule this morning so far. Now the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the move, above average temperatures continuing, becoming cloudy as we go through today with sunshine being streamed through the high clouds this morning. Slight chance of a shower with a cloudy sky this afternoon. 75, a gusty breeze tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely 65. Tomorrow, chance of a morning shower, then sun and clouds 73. I'm Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's chocolate and candy companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
So we may finally find out what happened in the JFK assassination, because those papers, I think it's a very small number, it's like
1%. No, we won't.
Wait, come on, I'm trying to give hope here. You're always telling me I'm always so pessimistic. I'm trying to give some hope here.
That's true.
That President Trump says he will not block the release of those remaining papers that we haven't seen yet. In 1992, they said, hey, 25 years from now, you can release them as long as there's no compelling national interest reason. So it looks like we'll get them on Thursday. Want to know, what do you think's going to be in them, or is it going to be a big dud? Mike in Springfield, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Mike, hi.
Good morning. I was always taught
to question authority, and I do so now with great reverence. I don't think we're going to find a daggone thing in there. The only thing I can tell you is what my brother-in-law told me, and he worked for the Secret Service for 35 years. He goes, always, always, always follow the money, because that's what it is in our government. If you'll stop and look at it, who stood to gain the most? And the answer to that question is the vice president. He signed a contract with Bell Helicopters to provide helicopters. He signed a contract to provide tires for the Jeeps for the Army. He signed a contract to provide beef for the Army. Now, what happens if we don't have the Vietnam War? He doesn't make any money. The mob, who helped Kennedy get elected in the long run through his father and his connections, they were basically upset that he was cracking down on their not-so-legal
enterprises. Do you think any of this is going to be in the papers that are released on Thursday?
Absolutely not. My brother-in-law sat down and had a conversation with me one afternoon. He says, look, he goes, we at the Secret Service are very, very meticulous. That's why we are entrusted with protecting the president. He goes, we double-check, triple-check, and quadruple-check. They're just like NASA. They don't leave anything to chance. Okay, the best that they can do is the best that they can do. But you don't lose the president's brain. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to lose a brain. You don't just leave it in a bus stop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Remember
Mike,
I said Roger Stone to Mike's theory. Roger Stone, he says the case against LBJ, that's what his book is. He thinks LBJ is at the center of this thing. I don't think I agree with Mike. I don't think we're going to get any of the answers to that kind of stuff in the documents. But maybe, just maybe, we'll get more details about sort of the strength of the intelligence gathering at that time and how they were able to determine all of these things, specifically about Lee Harvey Oswald.
So you're telling me that I'm going to be disappointed on Thursday?
If you want the complete answer to who killed JFK. I think so, yes.
All right, well, tell everybody what's coming up later in the show.
Well, I'll sure try. Here coming up is Larry Michaels going to join us in the next hour to break down this Redskins game against the Eagles tonight.
And you know who else is not going to disappoint you? Joe, we're going to talk to him about these Mueller investigations and whether Robert Mueller should be recusing himself.